Welcome, everybody. I'm Kelly Ring.
I'm John Wilson. Thank you for being with us tonight. First on Fox is an apartment complex in Hillsborough County that's overrun with drug dealers and gang members. Well, tonight, they need a new place to do their business. A sweep of this town and country apartment complex is turning up plenty of bad guys. Fox 13's Giselle Guerra is on the scene there, live with us from the Cimarron Apartments. Giselle, go ahead.
Well, John, you know, the management and residents here just plain old got sick of it. We're told that there's a turf war inside the Cimarron Apartments. The Latin Kings are involved trying to take over the property. They called in a private security firm, and I'll tell you what, it's impressive seeing them come in with their black uniforms, with their guns, really taking a crackdown, trying to take the streets back.
Consistent problem over a period of time that has been getting worse and worse, particularly with regard to gang activity as well as drug sales. Several suspected and known drug dealers have been identified at Cimarron.
They're off to take the turf back.
Command 7, Command 1, copy.
Okay, let's roll this.
A fight over a town and country apartment complex that's been overrun with thugs and gangbangers.
Get us right in front of that white fence.
Critical Intervention Services, or CIS, a private security firm, has been hired to clean up the mess. They're hunting suspected gang members using their street names.
CELO's not present.
Checking everyone's IDs to make sure they belong and informing residents of the new rules.
No sitting in the stairs, no standing in the hallways, no loitering in the grass.
You're dying?
No.
The honest people who live here couldn't be any happier to see the trash taken out.
All they do is just hang around and just bum out, vandalize cars, drugs, glass. And it's just people that pay their rent on time. It's not fair.
Burglaries have shot up. Vandalism, too, with gang members' names crossed out, indicating an assassination may be on the horizon. CIS wants to get order back into Cimarron, even if it means kicking residents out.
We, as representatives of management, can go up to a unit who's violating the community rules and evict them, which is law enforcement that don't have that power.
Now, we talked with Hillsborough County Sheriff's deputies who actually came on the scene just a little while ago. They've arrested two people, and also a CIS, a security company, has kicked about 12 people off with trespassing warnings. Really, HCSO deputies say that they can't do this job without the security officers here. Now, John, the other part of this is that these security officers want to build a rapport with the residents. They want to really get their trust and gain their trust of both the adults and the kids because they can be really, really important allies in the fight on this. John?
Now, this CIS organization, this is a very proactive security company, isn't it?
It is definitely a proactive security company. What happens is when you've got the deputies running on calls here, they're usually reacting to a 911 call. Well, this security firm comes in. There's dozens of them out tonight. They're going to be here late tonight and going to be here for the next few weeks, even the next year, cracking down. Whoever doesn't belong here needs to get out because they're creating a really, really big problem for the honest people who live here. Yeah.